Welcome to Daily Inspirations. Thank you for joining today. And, well, here we are looking at looking for an inspiration for Friday, and we never made it to the a topic for the week, but so we'll just move right on here and read them. I'll start here in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And it's the promise to Abraham, or Abram as he was called at that time. It says, "Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing." And in looking at this passage here, it doesn't really stand out that Abraham didn't know where he was going, but it just simply says, to a land that I will show you. God speaking to Abram here. I'm going to show you the land. But if we compare that with the verse in Hebrews 11, verse 8, it says, "By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going." And here it makes it very clear that Abraham did not know where he was going when he left his homeland, the land of his father. And just in so just thinking about that for a moment, you know, that's kind of the opposite of our natural tendencies. Just to just give some illustrations here. In the way we sometimes tend to do things, if I would have a shop and I would manufacture something for customers and I had my way of doing it, and along came someone who, you know, showed me or told me that there's maybe a way that's a little bit better, then I would maybe try that. But, you know, I'd probably have a few of the old ones still on hand so that I can compare and see which one's better, and to make sure that the new way is better before I offer them to my customers. The same way, in the same, just give a similar illustration for the ladies here. If there's a lady that's always baked white bread, and she's been reading about whole wheat bread, and she thinks that maybe it might be a good idea to try some of this, and so one day she goes at it and she bakes some whole wheat bread, she's probably a good chance going to have some white bread still on the shelf, you know, just in case it doesn't quite work out or doesn't go over so well, and, you know, we can compare the two and see which one we like the best. But in our in the spiritual, it doesn't quite work that way. See, we can't be in two countries at once, and we can't be on two roads at once. We're either one or the other. We can't have one foot on the narrow road and one foot on the broad road and see which one's better. And Abraham couldn't have one foot in his homeland, one foot in the promised land, and then kind of waffle back and forth and see which one he liked the best. But he had to leave his homeland. And, you know, that's the way it is for us. When we have an area in our lives that's not what it ought to be. It is a step of faith. It takes a step of faith to leave that and turn to what God has called us to. And we have the New Testament here, as well as the whole scriptures, that teach us God's will. And there's, you know, it's very common for us to have areas. Maybe we have a conflict in some area of our life. Maybe there's an attitude that we have that's not right, or whatever it may be. And it's an act of faith. We can't have both at the same time. And Abraham, you know, we're all called to a land of promise. And we're not called to the physical land of Canaan, but we are called to the land of promise, just as he was. And when the children of Israel, it also says that they went out by faith. They went through the Red Sea by faith. They had a little bit of an idea where they were going and what it was going to be like. And we also have God's word that tells us of the blessing that we will inherit if we do things God's way. But Abraham was kind of a trailblazer, if you will. He was the father of those who believe. He was the father of those who walk by faith. Let me just check on the reference for that. Romans 4, verses 11 and 12. Romans 4, verse 11 and 12. It says that, it says in these verses that he is the father, that he might be the father of all those who believe. And then in the next verse, also, it's also the father of those who walk in the steps of faith, which our father Abraham had while still uncircumcised, speaking there. So Abraham was kind of a father there, and he kind of paved the way for us and showed us that by faith we leave the area that we're in and we move to a better place. But then sometimes we run into problems there, and we think that we have arrived, and we start to build us a house there as if we've now arrived, and this is where we're at, this is all the further we're going to be. But let's look at what the scriptures say about Abraham there in the land of promise. Reading on here in Hebrews 11, we read verse 8 where it says he didn't know where he was going. And then verses 9 and 10 say, by faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, meaning he dwelt there as a stranger, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. So why didn't he build a house? Why did he just live in tents there like a stranger? He had arrived, hadn't he? But verse 10 says, for he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And we're called to a land of promise, and maybe we've arrived there, and maybe we're still looking for it. I don't know where you're at. We all have our own journey, but it starts with faith. And faith is what will take us there. Faith is what will see us through. And when we are in the land of promise, that's not our final destination while we're still here in our earthly bodies. There's a future destination as well. And then also, just want to include the verse about verse 11 here. Says, by faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. You know, maybe maybe it's late in life and it looks like the best years have been wasted. But Sarah, it says, received strength because she judged him faithful who had promised. You know, God is faithful. And his promises stand for you and for me today, just as they did for her. And it doesn't matter even if we have wasted many years, and it seems like the best years have gone, we can still, by faith, receive strength to fulfill to have God's plan fulfilled in us. And I hope that these verses are an encouragement to you, as they were to me. I am certainly not trying to preach to anyone. I am looking for instruction for myself, and I just want to share that with you today. In Jesus' name, may you be blessed.